The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everyone. It's my brother and me, and the time has come.
Time to pay the piper.
Time to pay the piper.
I'm gonna grab you fucking nerds by your socks, by your shoe meat. I'm gonna shake you till all your change and dollars fall out.
Get that piper jangle. Is thirsty, my friend.
Oops, your car keys came out too. Looks like I'm gonna have to sell those for metal scrap.
How's your goose been this year? Oh, we've had a fine crop of goose, a bumper crop of goose. Here at McElroy Farms, we've been giving them away for free. But here's the thing, folks. Now the piper's come, and he wants all those pickled peppers of potty humor that you've been enjoying. He's come to, you got to pay him for them.
Do you remember a time when the McElroys used to give away their goof crops for free? Pepperidge Farm remembers, and now it's time to pay. Pepperidge Farm always collects on its debts.
I can't hear you guys very well, and I thought you were saying goose, G-O-O-S-E, and I was like, you should let those around your pickle farm. They will do a number on your crop.
So anyway, it's time to pay the fucking piper. it's Max Fun Drive weeks, and the fun has stops, and the drive begins.
The max is important, too, because we want the maximum amount of the money that you can give us. And a lot of the other shows on the network won't toe this hard a line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They seem embarrassed about it. We know we offer. Here's by my math, we've done about 30 good ones. I think about 30 good ones.
Statistically, it's pretty good.
Which I think is
better than
good.
Most podcasts. And what you don't know is actually the machine of comedy is lubricated by your money. So mm-hmm. lube us up and let us make you laugh. So
we
put us all glistening and slippery.
We put your money, your cash money and your change money into some sort of like oil press and we just squeeze it down. And then I guess all of your finger and hand juice sort of comes out and then we just dump that into the mouth of the goof machine.
Correct. And that keeps it going for another year.
Mm. I'm just going to give you this address right now. Let's get it up early and often. MaximumFun.org/donate.
Go now.
What's that? What is that? And where is it? Where is that? What
okay,
is it? What
so
are we
now the
about?
Non-goof portion of this. Every year, Max Fun podcasts are delivered to you free of charge. That's the deal. And that's the way it is now and always shall be. But we do come to you once a year and say, hey, if you wouldn't mind, if you could, if you got the extra scratch, if you could kick a little bit of that our way to help support the shows on the network that you love. We offer great thank you gifts, and it's a way for you to say, hey, I really like this stuff. This is good stuff. And like Maximum Fun is a podcast network that only exists because you like it, because you like the shows that are on the network, and this is your chance to sort of say, hey, I cut the cable. I'm just doing this thing now, just doing podcasts.
The Max Fun Drive runs for 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about it all throughout the episode, but we're going to do a long one, and we got some special stuff planned. We also got bonus content. Every show on the network has bonus content. If you become a donor, you get access to not only this year's crop of bonus content from every show, including this one and The Adventure Zone and Sawbones and Schmanners and all of them, but also all the bonus content we've ever done in perpetuity throughout the fullness of time. It's a lot of extra stuff if you're a fan of the network and you haven't donated before.
It's days of stuff.
We're going to be talking about it all throughout it, tell you how you can help out. It's MaximumFun.org/donate if you just want to get inside unseen, ground floor, get all that bonus content and gifts and stuff like that.
Feel free to skip these parts in good conscience. You've done your duty, but we might say something like, funny as shit. You don't know.
Yeah, I can't make any promises. Like the new hotness.
Really, like the new thing. Everybody's like, have you heard this new sound? but here's what we're doing this week. just to say, like, thank you to everybody that's been on the My Brother and Me bus for the longest time. Do we have a name for this? Back to basics? Ground zero? My brother, me, ground zeros?
How about Mabim Bam Zombie Bits? Because these shits are dead for a good reason. And I don't know if this is like the biblical apocalypse or like some sort of scientist got buck wild. But they're back. They've reanimated.
Cheech Marin just like looked out from his hovel on the dock and saw the Titanic come back. And he just called into the mayor, and now the mayor's calling the Ghostbuster because these bits is back.
This is my brother and me, Goofbusters.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. You found it. All right, Goofbusters. That means we're going to be hitting all your favorite dumb things that we used to do but don't. And if we don't like get it this time, we're doing another week of this. So like, I'm very committed to doing every dumb thing we've ever done again.
Yeah, well, so
wait,
hold
on. Wait, we didn't agree on this. If we're talking about doing a Goofbusters 2, then it is going to just like following the pattern of the film series of Ghostbusters 1 and 2. It is going to experience maybe a, let's call it a 40% decrease, a sharp 40% decrease in quality.
But it might contain rad. Some of the more recognizable characters, whatever our comedy Vigo is, Peter Scolari?
No, it's Peter McNichol, my dude.
McNichol, damn it. I got my Peters confused.
We're definitely going to have Peter McNichol on Goofbusters 2, and I'm definitely going to be controlling him from inside with a big NES arcade controller.
That's canon.
That's Nick Cannon. Let's touch down in this pool of jokes.
Should we start off with one of these zombos?
Drop it like it's hot. Griffin, how hot is it?
It's pretty hot because it's March, and that means, I mean, I'm in Texas, and that means it's hot.
Drop it then. Put it down.
Okay, I'm trying to put it down.
No one's making you hold it, Griffin.
You are actively making me hold it right now.
Then put it down and free me from this prison.
Oh, Travis, my hands are burning. They're sizzling because of how hot it is, and you keep interrupting me while I'm trying to put it down.
Travis, Jesus Christ, please, let him put it down.
Okay, please, put it down.
It's too late. I'm on fire.
Whoa, breaking news. Breaking news. This one just came over the wire. I am so sorry. I know this is inconvenient timing, but we got a haunted doll. This has just come in. This breaking haunted doll watch report is coming to you from eBay. That's the locale on this particular one.
Electronic Bay?
The Electronic Bay washed up on the Electronic Bay. This dinghy just washed up on the Electronic Bay. And the whole crew is dead, but Mary was back. And she's a porcelain doll. But here's the thing about Haunted Doll Watch. I let it go because it seemed like there are a lot of sob stories. I want to introduce you folks to the fucking most posy haunted doll on the planet. Her name is Mary, and this is the literal subject of her eBay listing. Haunted porcelain doll Mary, beautiful, pure white, light, positive energy, light work. Search eBay for that shit. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for me, it's not too late.
What were the SEO tactics on that of a person somebody's gonna be searching eBay for like something positive and light and lightly haunted and porcelain.
I can't imagine, although, I mean, I do want to meet the person that found Mary as their top search result. Let's get into her backstory because it's very uplifting and amazing. Not all of it is because she's a haunted doll, but you know,
yeah, and somewhere they had to take a turn.
Greetings. I'm going to read this as close as I can without punctuation. Greetings. Today, I like to introduce you to the sweet spirit of Mary. She chose this vessel as the best represent her in human form. Mary was born in the 1950s, and she met her demise in the late 30s. Okay, wait. Let's back up. Hold on. Okay, wait a minute. This is a problem we've reached already. This baby died in 2030. That's a problem for me.
Is it supposed to mean her late 30s?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That was actually a misread on my part. Punctuation. It's important. Mary, burn in hell. Mary was born in the 1950s and met her demise in her late 30s from automobile accidents. Multiple. She. Trying to figure that out. That fucking transporter
crash. Whoa! I'm flying through the winch. Oh God! Into another
winch. Just let me die.
a transporter fucking Cannonball Run bullshit. It's like, she remains it's like earthbound as she wasn't ready to leave yet. She enjoys being around the living. She was an Earth. I mean, which is pretty striking, especially considering she's someone that was in multiple car wrecks. Yeah,
like, I'm imagining like Meet Joe Black. It was just like car to car to car, ping pong. Yeah.
She was a nurse and never married, and she also practiced white witchcraft for her natural remedies. She brings healing for emotional support, such as grieving, anxiety, and depression. She has high vibrations. It is pure white light. She has very joyous vibration.
Fuck yeah.
I've seen her beautiful lavender orb cascade throughout my home, going from room to room as if it is still doing
her
job.
Baby, look, the orb is back. Wonderful.
The lavender orb.
Look,
is
baby,
back
baby,
doing
the
job.
Orb is lavender today. Wonderful.
Could you ask her to turn it down?
Orb.
I'm trying to watch Netflix.
I'm watching House of Cards season 4. Can you turn the lavender? The lavender is wonderful, but can you please tone it down?
I'm getting a lot of glare from her lavender orbs.
Mainly in the wee hours of the morning. Cool. That's a good time to spot a floating purple orb.
Dave, do we have any chocolate chips left? Mary, I'm trying to sleep. Sorry, Dave. I just need those chocolate chips real bad. You know, you get that late night craving.
Hey, Dave, I hate to barge in on you while you're having sex, but I noticed you left a trail of Reese's Pieces up to your bedroom. So did you guys want me in on this? Okay, we didn't do that. First of all, Mary, we dropped one Reese's piece out there. Okay. I asked her, okay. She says there's somebody seeking her healing energy and it's time for her to find a new spirit keeper. She responds strongly to Pendulum EMF are outstanding, as in the photos I asked her to turn on certain lights and she did.
Nice.
She's perfectly harmless, love children, and all great for a first time collector or an avid collector. She has come through the spirit box with the words of Mary Carr, hello and healer.
How does she get along with, like, cats in the house and other dogs?
Well, she's great for kids. If you're looking for a starter haunted doll to buy for your children that has a ghost inside
of it. It's the Bulbasaur of haunted dolls, definitely. This sounds like a pretty good deal. Like, it sounds like a sweet roommate situation. Because you get that calming-ass energy lavender light that's so wonderful, but also, like, you know, when you and your spouse are in bed at night, neither of you wants to get up to, you know, turn the fan on and turn the light off and turn on the air purifier and turn off the dehumidifier, then you got this orb that's just like, don't worry, I got you. Click, 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 click.
Do you need anything else? I'll fill the humidifier.
With my presence.
And I love this, too, because you don't usually see this in haunted dolls, but you could get a return on investment. Mm. Like, she's got marketable skills that
Absolutely.
You could sell.
Yes.
I'm almost done with this listing. I just really need to get this last part out. As per eBay rules, I'm selling an approximately 5-inch high. This is the saddest part of Haunted Doll Watch. This is the new eBay rules. And I think maybe if I was looking for a reason to get out of the game, this is it. eBay now, in addition to your fucking amazing choice, sweet as hell eBay listing with like ghosts and shit in it. You also have to put in a boring one for the norms where they're like, here's what I'm actually selling. Okay, fine. Let's drop the veneer. It would be like if you went to go see like Evita and she's standing on the balcony and she's like, also, I'm an actress. It's just a fake balcony. There's a ladder behind it.
But do if you want to, because I'm trying to elicit an emotional response.
Okay.
I like in Zootopia at the end when you and your kids are having a good cry because it's a film for both parents and children. And by Zootopia, I definitely meant Kung Fu Panda 3. It zooms out and you see the animators and they're like, we got you. And then they wink. Cut to credits.
As for eBay rules, I'm selling an approximately 5-inch high porcelain doll with some wear due to age. She will come with a cute little broom and wand that I handcrafted myself, especially for her, and a small shoe to hold them.
Just one?
No, it's a shoe in which to hold the broom and wand she made for
her. That's where they go, yes. Yes.
She comes with all her accessories.
Absolutely, that's where a broom is.
A shoe and a wand and a broom to go in the shoe.
Yeah.
Which hold them. She will also come with her story handwritten, a simple ritual for communication, and a free gift. Oh, you almost made it. You almost made it in there, but you did say a simple ritual for communication with the doll, which I cannot imagine is within the purview of
some
eBay
kind of
standards.
Like moderator at eBay going, ooh, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Dave.
It is a ritual. I mean, it does come with a ritual for communication.
Ooh, I'm going to have to take this up the ladder.
It says eBay forbids the sale of intangible item. Therefore, any experience that may occur is simply free gift to you. So, like, is that what you meant by free gift? Like,
oh, that sucks. I was hoping for, like, rope or, like, an air freshener or something.
Or a second shoe. So I could have one for the wand and one for the broom.
So it comes with a shoe and a bonus shoe.
So I didn't have to double up.
They're both
all my
left.
Storage. Whew.
Why did we ever stop doing Haunted Doll Watch?
Juice, what's the current bid at?
You can buy this for $35 right now. Buy
what?
It now.
I've got $35? I was going to use that to donate to Maximum Fun, but instead...
No, yeah. Let's go. I'm psyched for Max Fun Drive. I think it's a great cause. I love being a part of this network. This is a better thing to spend the $35.
Because
on.
I could make money selling her healing services.
Yes.
The buy it now price is actually $33.75.
What a deal!
Like an even better bargain.
Absolutely.
There, I just carved off $1.25 for you.
Should we do another Zombo bit or a Yahoo?
Let's do a question.
All right,
let's do like an actual question.
Hit me.
My brothers, this is actually Hey Brothers. There's a young man on my bus wearing a top hat. He is dressed casually otherwise. Why is he doing this? What should I do in this situation? That's for Matt.
I misread it, and I thought the last question was, why should I be in this situation? Why should Matt?
This how you do me, God?
Oh, God, this how you do me? Why should I be in this situation?
Matt, first, stay calm. You're going to get through this.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
There's so many variables that we don't know. So I guess let's start with a broad net, and then we'll tighten up that net by grabbing the corner ropes of it and just like sort of squinching them together. Who
normal net procedure?
Right. Who wears a top hat? Magicians. Yes. Old timey men. Yes.
Oil barons. All dead. Carpet all dead. Baggers.
Dead. Are there oil barons? I don't think wear them anymore.
Okay.
The Undertaker and Mad Dog McCree.
Yes. Dead.
Abraham Lincoln.
Dead.
Dead. Okay.
A lot of people who wear top hats are dead. I'm learning now.
Wait. What about the carriage driver ghost from Scrooge?
You said ghost in the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
What about the carriage driver of the ghost tours in Savannah?
Good call.
Where they share where the ghosts are. I think they wear top hats.
The host guy at Jekyll and Hyde Club in New York.
But I'm discounting both of those. That it could be a carriage driver. It could be somebody working at Jekyll and Hyde. Except that they wouldn't. They would. Either be completely in plain clothes because they ended their fucking shift and they don't want to dress up like they're, you know, like
they're like, listen, Brian, you do a great job here at Jekyll and Hyde Club. We really appreciate you very much. Your top hat stinks. It smells so fucking bad and you've got to take it home and launder it. You know, we launder the rest of your uniform for you. Your hat smells like fucking head dookie.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And I please would go home and
I wash it off and he's got a week old sandwich underneath it.
Hey, Brian, there's moss on your hat, and I hate it.
Yeah, you don't even need a sandwich up in there. I remember distinctly, I'm getting, like, nightmare flashbacks right now in this waking moment that's giving me very strong anxiety. Remembering back when we used to do Huntington Outdoor Theater in the middle of summer at an outdoor amphitheater, and we would do shit like fucking Hello Dolly and these period pieces where men would wear hats and just kind of sweat their stink up into them, just sort of vent up into the velvety fabric, and then would take them off backstage, and you would see a Slimer come out of it each time.
Yeah, it was. Then they do shows like Beauty and the Beast at the outdoor theater.
Oh, you're just asking.
Just trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Woof. Tragedy struck this time. Again, predictably.
We're on our sixth another actor. Beast.
Yeah, they just keep dying.
So maybe this is a prank, a hat prank, where they got it glued onto them and they can't take it off. Or maybe it's like an alien that saw a human wearing a top hat and morphed into them, but that's like part of their physiological form now, and they can't take it off because it's part of the replicant.
Maybe it is an alien, but more of like a Mork style, and he saw a picture of Abraham Lincoln. It was like the first thing he imprinted on here on Earth, and he just like wears them because he thinks that that's what Earthmen do.
Oh, it also... depends to me what city you're in on the bus, because like there are certain cities that if you said I'm in Portland, I'd be like, oh, okay. But if you were like I'm in Atlanta, I would be surprised.
Well, okay,
that's maybe nothing against Atlanta. It just doesn't seem like a top hat city.
If you're talking about a city where a PAX is held and it's on the weekend of a PAX, then it makes perfect sense.
I believe it.
Maybe just, I hate to keep digging into this fucking alien well, but it could be a conehead that's embarrassed about the shape of their dome.
Could it be that the alien is the hat, and the hat has, like, landed on top of a human's head
this
and begun
good.
Controlling the human, and you have to save that human by knocking the hat off of his head?
Yeah,
is it possible that
well, 21... Hold on. No. We should be explicitly clear. No matter what, we figure out what the situation is or what we tell you to do. Walking up to this stranger on the bus and knocking the hat off their head is absolutely the most important thing you can do right now. This is objective number one, agent. This is your mission. Should you choose to accept it? Just kidding. You have to. Go knock that hat off.
And if he starts getting upset, shake him and say, I freed you.
You're
Snap
free.
Out of
I
it.
Saved you from the Zebulatroid. The what?
Snap out of it.
Okay. What are some dope things you can say to someone before you knock the top hat off? I'll
Hats
start.
Off to you.
Okay. That's pretty good. How about this? Let me guess. Ferguson. And then they say no, and as they're saying no, you smack the hat off their head.
Okay, but that sounds like bullying. I just want to say, because Travis and I are doing some like fucking independent say welcome to Earth shit, and it sounds like you might just be cyberbullying, but in the meat space realm.
He needs it. I mean, he needs it.
I know! You're meat bullying, Justin. That's not what we do here. We don't meat bully.
How about Abraham Stinkin', and you knock it off his head?
Okay, now, okay, so I have two meat bulliers on the show now.
If you're giving someone bullying that they richly deserve and need, that is called parenting. It's very different. It's a different idea.
No. I'm saying...
Oh, I've got it, Griffin. How about this? Okay. Compromise. You knock the hat off his head, and then you say, the magic was in you all along.
Okay.
Hell, okay, knock the hat off your head and say, see, you were beautiful without it the whole time.
You don't need the hat to be special.
Knock the hat off and pretend it's like the like you just took the secretly attractive woman's glasses off in any movie ever made. It's like, oh,
the hat
look
is his scrunchie and paint-stained overalls.
Now, wait a minute.
Right, exactly.
Wait a minute.
And you lift up the hat, and he, like, shakes it out, and just a beautiful mane of hair cascades to his shoulders.
There he goes, starring dude Rachel Lee Cook. I'm gonna fuck that top hat. I'm gonna go fuck that Ferguson, turn him into the prom king. Just watch me do it.
No way, man. With that hat,
no way.
I'll go.
Bro, you'll never be able to fuck him, get him to be the prom king. You want to bet? My Ferrari. Okay, I bet my virginity. Wow, there's a lot of really super sexual stuff going on right now. There he goes. A psychosexual top hat rock from Lionsgate.
Not another one. We've already released six of those this summer.
Bring your family for a heartwarming tale of meat bullying and jock fucking.
This month in Mad Magazine, there he went, a parody of all the hilarious top hat psychosexual adventures that have been happening in theaters lately. What me worry?
Presented Mad. By the Wayans Brothers, Top Scat.
Okay, we just confused three different parody things.
Yeah, we sure
bit.
Did. We sure did. We definitely
and we should
did.
Hold that art form in higher regard. Griffin, do you? How about another Yahoo?
Yeah, sure. Or fuck off. How about this instead? Because it's March and we need to fucking get ahead of some stuff. We got to get ahead of some stuff with some monthly observances because we've been sleeping on it for a long, long time.
Well, here's the thing. They don't invent new months. Like, once you do 12 of them, ran through the set.
But they do invent new bullshit for them months, don't they? Like, every time. I'm talking about stuff like Humorists Are Artists Month in March. Thank you for this. Thank you. Thanks for the recognition, finally.
I'm sick of running up against that wall.
Yeah, I know. Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. Stop buying them at the guinea pig box stores.
No son of mine will ever be a humorist or a guinea pig.
That's not what that one is about, I don't think.
What's it about?
How about Play the Recorder Month? Hey, do it. Do this.
Hey, do this thing.
Hey, I'm not, who am I? I'm not your music teacher, but go do this.
Hey, Dad, can I have that new bicycle I've been dreaming about? I'm sorry, son. Things down at the recorder plant have been going real slow lately. People just don't want to play them like they used to.
How about...
If you are older than 13 and you buy a recorder, you should be arrested.
Yeah.
Like, it should be illegal to buy them if you're older than 13
That's some
years
Pied
old.
Piper bullshit.
That's Pied Piper bullshit is what it is.
And there's only one Piper, and that's the Max Fun Piper.
This one's important to me. Workplace Eye Wellness Month.
What?
Take workplace eye wellness month, you got to be on constant fucking vigilant lookout for things that are going to come directly for your eyes while you're working at the workplace.
Like staples?
Staples? Who knows?
You know, like that kidder Evan who's always like pretending to fire staples at you from the stapler.
You get one of those, you meet the business into one of those little paper huggers, and you're done. You're done.
Cut it out, Evan.
I mean, it's important, too, about all these glare from the screens. I don't have any science on it, but I bet it's probably not good for you. That's why Justin wears those nerdy-ass gunnars all the time.
I just put a little blue gel over mine.
I mean, I can call them nerdy-ass gunnars because they are. They're gaming glasses that you wear, and I'm going to be laughing to you until I can't fucking see you anymore in, like, 15 years.
I actually don't. I'm just, so you know, I got to have the gunners biz. I found a place on Amazon that sells them with like similar things for $15.
Oh, dad.
They're much more stylish, so like I'll get you up on it.
Okay, cool. Do they still look like you're about to go fucking paintballing?
No, they look like they're actually in a way worse because they look like you need glasses.
Oh, good.
And I don't. Yeah, so it's like I don't. So it feels a little phony.
Man, I know why we. I can't. I don't know why we stopped doing these.
it's so funny.
How does this bit usually work? Remind me, Griffin.
We usually settle on one, and then
what's the funny thing about this?
We settle on one, and then we come up with slogans for it. We do PSAs.
Oh, okay.
So National On Hold Month.
What? Wait, hold on.
Quinoa Month. Get crazy.
I do like that, because for a long time I said quinoa.
You didn't.
I did.
No, you
didn't. Until this year.
No.
So it would be great if we had a month to bring that up.
Okay, then Travis, why don't you sort of take the fucking lead on Quinoa Month? And Justin, I'll support you as much as we possibly can, but I do want to keep like a distance from you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start. It's not quinoa.
Yeah, it's not pronounced that. Go ahead, Travis.
How about this? Why is it spelled that way? We might never know. But for some reason, it's quinoa, National Quinoa Month.
Hey, let me try one. Hey, I know they call them ancient grains, but you can still eat them. They're not expired. Quinoa Month.
These grains belong in a museum. Quinoa Month.
Rice is for real turkeys.
Okay. How about...
Quinoa Month.
These ancient grains are fit for a quinoa month.
Crackling O'Brien is for babies. Get in this good shit. Quinoa month.
If you don't like the taste, you can put some cranberries in there, you goof.
Check out this fat sand.
Oh, what about just like a picture of whatever a grain of quinoa looks like with like sunglasses and its arms crossed and the caption is keen, like K-E-E-N. Wah.
Yeah. Wah. But yeah, so kind of like a Budweiser What's Up thing.
Well, I was thinking more like Pepsi Man.
Okay,
that's some quinoa.
How about this one?
What?
Rumors that quinoa is just what is inside of beanbag chairs is false. This message is brought to you by the Quinoa Council on this most sacred month.
Quinoa, there's like a 2% chance it'll give you superpowers. We don't know yet.
Quinoa month, you're gonna be shitting like a dog. Quinoa month.
Quinoa month, enjoy your loose shits.
Quinoa month, we want to get ahead of the whole loose shits myth. Your shits are going to be tight and compact, but they are just going to, they're going to have purpose getting out of you, quinoa month.
Quinoa month, made shit like you mean it.
Shit like you mean it. Hey, we made spaghetti bad.
What?
We made it wrong. It's so long and stringy, not a little dirt. Just little spaghetti dots.
Quinoa month is like flavorless non-frozen Dippin' Dots. But cook them. Oh, God. But
the ice cream of the past.
Quinoa month, you got to cook these things.
Quinoa month, you live 30 years without it. Don't waste any more time. That one's for me only.
It's been too long. Oh, God. Speaking of it being too long, I would like to talk to you about MaximumFun.org.
Abraham Lincoln never ate quinoa. That's something you can hold over his head in heaven.
Travis, please tell me about the Max Fun Drive, because now I'm all boned up for it.
I would like to tell you about the Max Fun Drive, Griffin. Here's the thing.
But keep it tight.
Okay. As we mentioned, MaximumFun.org is a donor-supported network, so we count on you to support our network. And the good news is, if you choose to donate now, which you should at MaximumFun.org/donate, you're not only going to get that warm, fuzzy feeling of being better than most people that don't donate, but you're also going to get rewarded.
Tell me about these hot rewards, or well, I can tell you. You tell me how you want this deal to go down.
Well, how about I start, and then you pick up the ball, and you run it into the end zone.
Okay, that's a giving. That would be a fumble recovery, and then we'd be on opposite teams, I think.
Damn it. No, it's more of a lateral trick play.
Nice, a flea flicker.
Here's the thing. No matter what level you donate at, you're going to get access to what I would say a metric shit ton of bonus content.
Let's break it down. My brother, me, we did something very similar for our bonus episode this year called Second Chances, where we actually went back to the actual questions that we did for the first 10 episodes for like an hour, and we went through and fielded them and just saw how our advice back then has changed to our advice now, and almost like unilaterally, we are just sort of better human beings than we were in 2010, the year of our Lord 80. Mm-hmm. There's also but we also have what, five other bonus episodes on there?
Yeah, as well as like bonus videos and shit you're not going to get anywhere else. And that's at any level. So even if you only start out at $5 a month, which $5 a month, that's only $60 a year. That's totally doable. You get access to a ton of bonus content.
Let me hit you with that $10 bonus because this one's amazing. Do we have 22 shows on the network? Is that right?
I think it's like 24.
Okay. Well, we have these 22 bandanas, and you're going to get to pick your fave and get that as a reward for the $10 bonus. And you might be saying like, well, a bandana, but I'm not a biker boy. But
I'm not a biker mouse from Mars.
Hey, I'm not Hulk Hogan. And like, good thing you're not, because right now he's tied up in some stuff.
He's having some issues. We'll talk about that later.
He's in some hot water, and we're going to get
into
that.
No, we won't talk about it later. He's a litigious gentleman.
Yes, that is true. Anyway, 22 bandanas. Each one is modeled after one of our shows. There's an Adventure Zone one that I am just crazy about. There's a My Brother and Me one that I'm also just crazy about. These are some dope-ass looking bandanas. You can see them at MaximumFun.org/donate. They look really great, and that's your bonus for the $10 thing, as well as $10 a month, and as well as all of the bonus content, which, again, infinity of it, basically.
What about the $20 a month, Griffin?
Oh, man. Okay, I was going to take a drink of water, but I'll bust this out, too.
No, stay dry.
Why don't you let me?
Okay, go, Justin, go.
Take a break, compadre. Let me take over. $20 per month, you're going to get the Max Fun Adventure Necessity Collection. What does that include, you ask? Well, let me tell you. There's a multi-tool, okay? With like little scissors and knife and stuff.
You said it bad.
He said it good.
There's toilet paper for your butt. There's
not just any toilet paper. This is camping toilet paper.
And not just your butt.
Yeah, not just your butt either. You could use it on your eyes if you were watching a sad camp movie.
Or your bits, like lady bits.
Or you hear a sad camp story. There's also a hot chocolate packet in there. How do you use that on your vagina, Travis?
Very carefully, Justin.
Paracord bracelet. Looks cool. It's got a rocket on it. All this has a rocket on it. That puts you right up on your butt.
Paracord, isn't that the thing you can like unravel and then you have like a rope in case you need to like, I don't know, fucking strangle somebody in the wasteland who's trying to steal your water?
That's exactly what it is. It doubles as a garrote wire.
Yeah, but then there's also the multi-tool, which looks sick as hell. And actually, I am probably going to bump up my donation this year to get that.
And you all of that plus the bandana plus the bonus content. It's a great deal for $20 a month.
Well, there's more stuff. We'll get to it later. But like, I don't want to take. Well, let's.
Well,
let's
if I could, Griffin, I actually wrote a little story. To kind of help illuminate why I think people should donate to Maximum Fun.
I hate what this is.
And the story goes a little something.
I got these hairs on the back of my neck. They've been standing up since we started this fucking project.
Once, long ago.
You knew it was coming. Let's get it over with.
Once, long ago, on the moist planet known as La Crosse.
It's always moist. Moist is in every fucking one. Hey, gang. Like, now I'm mad at you, the listeners, who are, first of all, like, supporting this type of behavior. Don't sit in moist. We've done moist before. It is drained of any comedic value.
There was an alien known as Ravioli. Every night, Ravioli would eat a churro, drink some banana peppies, and dream of sharing a catawampus with his funderful friends. Doofy. But you see, Ravioli had no funderful friends because his planet was magnanimous and empty. Mm. Then, one day, he tuned his proboscis to the northeast and picked up a craggy signal. Poppycock, exclaimed Ravioli excitedly. Friends! He listened and heard Stop Podcasting Yourself. He heard Fleshy Fun called Jordan Jesse Go. He enjoyed the donkey squeegees of Throwing Shade. He laughed himself silly at the dog football of MBMBAM. He instantly loved this malarkey. Although he couldn't talk back to his new friends, this network of maximum fun made him feel like he was a part of something masticated. Then he heard something fantastical. Holy chalupas, he cried. He had the chance to support his new shenanigans. He ran to his space computer, logged on to Space America Online, and pointed his browser to www.MaximumFun.org/donate. My flange feels amazing. I love supporting things I love. Your flange could feel amazing, too. Just go to MaximumFun.org/donate and become a donor right now.
I refuse to believe this is still... Okay, it's over. Okay,
that was all, right, and that was all true.
Every word of it, huh?
Yeah, me and J.J. Abrams penned that.
Can we...
It's a true story written by me and J.J. Abrams.
As a donation incentive, can we make it so that if we reach a certain point, you never do that to us again?
Yes, if we get 10,000 new and upgrading donors...
Okay, but our goal is 5,000, so that is ambitious.
Agreed, but it would take a lot for me to give up my one true passion in life.
Yeah. The only reason he does this podcast
is to do one sad lib every 35 episodes.
Yeah, your passion sucks. We're going to talk more about Maximum Fun Drive, though, because it is, we think it's important a bit later on. But let's, you guys want a Yahoo, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got this one here.
We built this city on Yahoo's.
Okay, we did, kind of. This one was sent in by Top of the World, Zoe Kinski. Is that what you said it was?
No, it's Riding High.
Riding High, Zoe Kinski.
Because I thought about this. I like Riding High because it implies that were she to misstep, she could fall back down the ladder.
A few rungs down, Zoe Kinski. Yeah, Riding High for now. Zoe Kinski, thank you. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Something has gone wrong. I see an ad with a picture of Michael Phelps on it. I'm going to say it's from that dude.
Michael Phelps.
It's from Fickle Melp Swimboy 69. Thank you. Fickle asks.
My favorite movie.
Fickle asks, my son wants a Google-themed party for his 9th birthday. Any ideas?
What?
My son wants a Google-themed. Sometimes I think you say what, even though you heard and understood the question.
No, I heard and understood are two very different
okay,
concepts.
Very, yeah, I grokked all the words you said.
Yeah, sometimes I just kind of wish that you would like sit on it and think about it, because you do, I enjoy like the Lil Jon-esque enthusiastic yelp, but it's doubling my workload.
Okay.
My son wants a Google theme party for his 9th birthday. Any ideas? Yes, he's an incipient geek. I don't know what that fucking word means. From sending the children on an information hunt activity.
Sounds like a cool birthday party.
Whoa, dad or mom? Yeah, my son's a real dipshit. Real nerdo.
He's a real dingleberry, and I kind of hate his guts.
Apart from sending the children on an information hunt type activity, it would be nice to have a few themed games that doesn't involve just sitting around the computer. Love Google. Google. Love.
If I could just say, like, you probably shouldn't have any games that involve sitting around the computer. That's not actually a party, technically.
Yeah. Love Google, though. My brat son is all about
fucking
metrics.
Annoying dweeb loves that fucking Google.
Oh, man.
He calls him Daddy Google.
Listen, whatever you do for this kid, you better do it right, because this kid is your meal ticket right here. This kid is going to do you real right. As he gets older and becomes able to earn money. He may be the only person that earns money.
Yeah, he's going to be like Musk Jr. Junior Musk.
Junior Musk. Lil Musk.
Lil Musky blowing up bombs on Mars to make it livable for human lives. I love you, Lil Musky. I'm glad I threw you the best 9th birthday ever.
Thank you for activating the Genesis device with me and Simon on Mars. I do appreciate that. Thank you for letting me live forever.
I wish that everybody wasn't a clone of me up here, but we'll figure that out in Little Musky version 2.0.
Can you get a petting zoo with Elon Musk in it? He's not a Google boy, is he? Never mind. Bad idea. Canceled.
Griffin, what kind of things do people use Google for? Let's start there. Like, let's not just first thought this. Let's A to C this shit.
Yeah.
What do you use Google for? Maybe it's Google Maps. Maybe it's Google Docs.
Maybe it's Google Docs. Maybe it's Google Docs.
Maybe it's Google Nip Slips.
Google Nip Slips, new from Google. All the Nip Slips, all in one place.
Jeffrey Rush Nip Slip.
I mean, let's be honest, that's basically Google Images. Like, I don't want to cast aspersion here.
I guess that's true.
I got some results for Jeffrey Rush Nip Slip.
Did you?
I'm seeing them. I'm looking at them.
Enjoying them.
I'm enjoying them and loving them. He did good stuff. Anyway, ooh, I'm going to get rid of that image. Thanks.
But you'll always be on that watch list.
Google Google birthday. Information gathering hunt, I think, is fun. Maybe he's talking about some private detective shit. Like, hey, I think the Terrence has stole my fucking lawnmower. Go get over there, see what you can scope out.
All kids love being private eyes.
What's your piece of shit dad up to now? Let's find out, kids.
The irony here is that this dad could figure this out just by Googling how to throw a Google-themed birthday party, but the sheer jealousy he feels with his incipient geek son's love of Google versus his own, he's too proud. His own hubris stops him from solving this problem.
Well, fucking Google's got that GoBot now, right, that can beat a Chinese board game that is a billion years old that nobody's ever been able to master, and they just, like, program that. I don't see why they can't program this kid, like a better dad or mom. Like, happy birthday, I've been replaced by, I'm gonna go like kick it. And they're probably psyched about it because they hate their nerd son so much because they're a piece of shit.
Right.
The parent, not the nerd son.
They just
son.
Need like a break. They just need like 1 second to themselves.
They just need like a minute to
just
themselves.
Just 1 day to not think about Google.
Yeah.
You can just stop talking about Google for a second.
We get it. You love Google. What about my needs?
If you guys could, if I can make one different Google, like if I can make one change to Google or like an alternate Google, my alternate Google would be a Google that did not return picture. Like every time I searched for an actress for more information about her, it did not return search results about her feet.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Literally.
Autocomplete with like more information about her feet, like every single
time.
Let
me actually
that would be my
test.
Dream Google.
I'm on Google.com. I've typed in Jeffrey Rush's name. And that's a tough one to think about how to spell Jeffrey. It's because it's not
it's
the
all
J-way.
Wrong.
The top result, it says right here, is Jeffrey Rush nip slip. So, like, again, like, the standards are disgusting.
I believe you might have some search history there.
What if we invented a program, an app for Google called, like, Google Buddy, and it was just, like, a program that you typed it in, and before anything came up, Google Buddy came up like, hey, do you want this to not be weird? Do you want me to, like, sort through this for you?
And then we could come up with a fucking dark timeline bad Google called Boogle. And Boogle is just going to be you turn on your computer and you open up. It'll have its own web browser at that point. It's not even Google Chrome anymore. There's just a Boogle web browser. And you just click it and just a random pick of feet come up. Because it's just like, we cut out the middleman.
No, Boogle.
Get the fuck out of here.
Google Buddy. He tied me up in the other browser.
Are you sure it's Jeffrey Rush? He's got lots of crazy warts on there.
No, I'm good.
You gotta see what he's been walking on, Griffin. I don't. Well, I do. Actually, I'm kind of curious. It's not what you think.
Would you like to see Jeffrey Rush crush a pie with his gibberish feet?
Google, you shut up.
Would you like to play Go? I'm super sick.
Yeah, that would actually be great. Okay, move one. Well, this is, you've just replaced the image of the board with, are those Jeffrey Rush's feet?
And his nipples, I photoshopped them onto there.
He's got nipple toes.
Boogle, you are the absolute worst piece of software. I would like to invest $10 million into you. I'm Elon Musk. I see a lot of promise here.
And I love Jeffrey Rush's feet.
Welcome to Elon Musk's special Mars Dome. We only have one search engine here. It's Google. It's kind of like the Wild West.
How about a question?
Yes, absolutely. You want a regular one?
Yes.
The one that we built.
And I would like you to read
it. At the end of each work day, my husband and I arrive at the entrance of our apartment complex to check our mailbox before heading in. For the past 3 weeks, like clockwork, a white-haired elderly gentleman around the age of 75 to 80 exits the mailroom and literally walks backwards towards his own apartment. A good 5 to 7 minute walk.
This is going to be a great opportunity for us to talk about one of our favorite just sort of running bits, which is a ghost themed thing, because this is a ghost, he's a ghost man, and this is a ghost, and you got a ghost in your spot.
It's a very surreal thing to watch. Mm-hmm. Thank you, question asker.
Thanks for those important details.
He almost always has a grimace in his face, and worse, he stares right at us while he's doing it.
No, can't.
We've been trying to figure out why you would do this.
He's a bad ghost.
Is this a new exercise for the elderly? Are we in an episode of Twin Peaks? And most of all, why in God's name must he stare at us while he does it?
Is there
any chance you might be able to shed some light on this? We would love to hear your own thoughts and conclusions on the matter. That's from Alexis.
I think you need to shed some fucking proton light on him. I think Bustin, I think it's time for you to feel good via Bustin this
man.
He's
not being threatening in any way.
Oh, you sure? Because he's walking backwards and mean mugging these two while he's walking backwards 5 to 7 minutes.
Maybe he's mean
mugging
because he wants you to free him from this eternal pain prison.
Oh, it's a Misha Barton ghost, not a Slimer.
Yeah. It's always one of those two.
Yeah, you're either dealing with a Barton or a Slimer. Although she does barf all over herself, and that's kind of slimy.
You gotta protect this old man, one, from other busters, because they don't understand. Busters just don't understand. And two, you gotta find a way to free him. Maybe there's a piece of mail he never collected, and you need to, like, break into his mailbox and get the mail for him so he can finally be freed from this pain prison.
Maybe he woefully misunderstood that one scene where people started running alongside Forrest Gump because he was so inspirational. Maybe he thinks that he's going to get one going now, and it's just you walking next to him backwards. Like, what is gonna like curtail this behavior faster than you joining this man on his like leisurely backward stroll?
Maybe he completely misunderstood the scene from Ferris Bueller, and he's trying to roll the miles back by walking backwards.
This is the saddest possibility, is that he thinks he will Benjamin Button himself by rolling back the old ageometer on his ticker.
No, I think he's probably just like the greatest old man ever. And he's like, I only got a few years left. Let's do this shit.
Let's freak out.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it wet. I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
You know those new kids who moved in next door? I'm going to gaslight the fuck out of them.
Yeah. I'm going to gaslight these fucking little idiots. Enjoy your 30s. I want to fuck them up real good. And I'll be in bed at a decent hour, too. My life's awesome. I can watch Jeopardy and not feel guilty about it. Like, my whole thing is awesome.
And I know everything, because I've been around for so long. It's like, yeah.
I know everything. I know all the
read
answers.
That, been there, read that, super old, love it.
I did awesome shit for 65 years, back when people used to just let you do whatever the fuck you wanted all the time. There's restrictions everywhere, so you can't do fun stuff like smoke on a plane, but I can make your minds melt from inside out by walking backwards. The simple act of walking backwards confuses the fuck out of you. Enjoy your lives, millennials.
One time I visited the White House, and while I was there, I ate a whole pack of cigarettes. Fuck you, millennials.
Guess what restaurants I can get away with ordering pudding at? All of them. That's right. I can order pudding anywhere I want to. They don't always have it, but I'm not going to get any mean looks.
Enjoy your fragile bubble lives.
Guys, I feel like it's time for us to bring back a bit.
Okay.
Just trying to think of a fluid way to do it, but it's not possible because the bit I want to bring back is hard to fit into the thing that we're doing here. And the thing that we're doing here is we're going to talk about, millennials, if you do want to maybe learn some stuff and go to a place where you can be whatever you want, chase whatever dream you want, stand in your whatever truth you want to stand in, it's time for you to get out of that city life, that urbania, and it's time for you to slide on over to rural town because it's time for...
Farm wisdom. Find Daryl in a barrel. Farm wisdom.
Hey, Daryl, I found you, Daryl. Daryl, now you have to grant me a wish.
How long have you been in here?
Oh God, no.
Oh, God.
Daryl, you're all macerated.
What the sun looks like.
You're all bones. But can I still get that wish? That's actually the first. If you find the Daryl in a barrel, he has to grant you a farm wish.
Daryl, I know you're all bones, but hey, listen, have you seen my TiVo remote? Because I can't find it anywhere.
I'm looking, so we didn't get any sent in because, like, why the fuck would we? I had to go Googling around for them, and I found a few, like, stinkeroonies. Like, here's one from modernfarmer.com. There's, like, a few tips here, like, birds are farmers' friends. Thanks, guys. I think I could have figured that one out. They, like, shit on your plants, and they get better, and they eat all the bugs.
Now tell me when birds become farmers' best friends.
I would love to see that unlikely
animal. When do birds become farmers' friends with benefits?
On farmersonly.com. It's all birds.
This one said, treat your winter squash gently. That one's not.
They ain't into that rough shit.
How about this one, though? This one's important because it's also sort of tapping into one of our sort of key interest areas. Make sure your horse doesn't eat too fast. Scouring again, keep in mind this book was written in like 1815, but it still holds true today. Scouring is caused by too rapid eating, which can be prevented by putting half a dozen pebbles the size of the fist into the manger with the oats. Oh, meatballs.
That sounds like a good way to get pebbles in your horse's tummy.
Well, no, it's the size of the fist. So, like, they're going to taste that rock and be like, nope, that's a rock. Let me just put that to the side. According to Modern Farmers, some commentary on this old-ass book said, horses in 2014 still need some help taking it nice and slow when they eat. Like, of course they do. Like,
guys, we got to get it together.
We talked about this last
week. Guys, we got to eat slower. We're scouring our bellies. It's bad, bad stuff. And rocks in the feed trough are still a simple way to keep them on pace.
We still do that,
says Pete Burkholder, a large animal veterinarian based
in Dayton. Now, wait, I want you to read that again, Griffin, but do it with a really posh British accent.
Oh, we still do that, said Pete Burkholder, a large animal veterinarian based in Dayton, Virginia. That's a standard recommendation.
You sound like Tim Curry.
Are we saying they put rocks in the places
yeah,
where
dudes,
the pigs think there will be food?
Spice them up.
No, I think that they're saying sucks. They mix the pebbles into the... Not just like, oops, all pebbles.
Yeah, I don't prefer this. I would prefer just more oats back, thanks.
Then learn to eat slower.
Here's okay. You did really good out on the track today. Here's a sugar cube and a pebble. I put it on top of it. I made horse sushi, basically. Here's a bad one, though. Extra bonus content. Thank you, Modern Farmer. Extra bonus content. A very bad piece of old farm advice. What's the opposite of wisdom?
Ignorance? Farm fuck up.
This farm fuck up says... one of the miscellaneous pamphlets tucked inside the encyclopedia, it's an old-ass encyclopedia, is an older brochure entitled The Horseman's Friend, or Pocket Counselor. That's a great name for a fucking podcast. Hi, we're your pocket counselors. We live in your phone.
Nice pockets.
W.B. McCrum. This is the author's name. I'm not making this up. Maybe this website is Dr. W.B. McCrum. That's M'CRUM. McCrum.
Have you seen McCrum?
I'm Dr. McCrum, and here's a bad piece of horse wisdom. McCrum offers instruction on how to treat dozens of common horse ailments, including weak eyes or hooks. Do you mean hooves, you bad doctor? If the horse's eyes or lids are swollen, he recommended bleeding the vein below the eye. Come here, buddy.
No.
I'm just going to goose you out. Not a big deal. Let Dr. McCrum.
Oh, thank you, McCrum.
Dr. McCrum, get in there and fix you up good.
Horse Killer McCrum.
This is definitely, certainly not good advice. It's just crazy, says Burkholder. Don't do this.
Then why'd you put it in the damn pamphlet?
So welcome to Hee Haw Bones, our show where it's like Sawbones, but about horses.
Welcome to Hee Haw
Bones. Weird ways.
Welcome to Hee Haw Bones Pocket Counselor.
So how's the show going?
Oh, no.
Hello. Are you allowed to tell me how the show is going, or is it a secret?
I couldn't tell which one you were for a moment there.
Just kidding. I'm the only one who's made multiple appearances. Are you thinking of Amelie, my sister?
Canon.
My sister Amelie's only been on one. I should have really considered this more.
Snowden?
Before I shot my son a little under the weather.
Snowden, could you tell?
I wanted to see how the show is going, but I've been listening the whole time.
Okay, Snowden, Snowden, I think you might have some sort of laryngitic property about you right now, because you do sound like a small old witch.
A little known secret is that I am that. I am a small old witch. A lot of people don't know.
Snowden, could you tell the listeners what they get if they donate to MaximumFun.org at $35 a month?
Their name on a list. They will be on a government list.
Okay.
Oh, no.
For people who are known supporters of podcasting.
What do you use that list for?
You sound like wind going through a broken tree. End of bit. Done. End of bit. That was the hit character, Head Cold Snowden. He's done.
That's an exclusive version of the figure. If you can find Head Cold Snowden, it's worth at least $150 on the market.
It's a chase version.
Okay, so now human meat, Justin. Please tell us what you get at $35 a month.
$35 a month? Well, I'm glad you asked. That's going to get you into the leadership squad. You're going to get a Max Fun... it's like a thermos? Is that selling it short? I think that a vacuum thermos with a tumbler on top for travel.
It's really cool looking.
It's really cool looking. It looks like a bullet, a podcast bullet.
Fuck yeah.
And you can put coffee in it or booze or whatever. It's up to you. It's your thermos, or it will be if you donate $35 a month to the Maximum Fund. Now, remember, you're not just buying gifts. That would be an insane price to pay for a thermos, honestly. $35 a month in installments. You're paying because you really like the shows. Think about how your life would be if without Max Fun Podcasts. Probably about the same, but a little worse, right? So we would love it if you would pay us for that.
You can go into MaximumFun.org to donate, and if you do $35 a month, you get the thermos, plus all the other stuff we already talked about, and you get a chance to choose all the shows that you listen to and support all the shows that you listen to.
If you're 100, if you want to get like buck wild and you really want to help us out, and you want to line our pockets with, you know, meat and vegetables that we can eat and consume and get strong, we have higher levels. Like $100 a month gets you a membership in the Inner Circle. That's a monthly culture club where one of the hosts of a Max Fun podcast recommends some cultural thing, maybe a book, maybe a game, maybe a movie, maybe, I don't know, music. I don't know why I said I don't know. Like, music is obviously an obvious thing that it could be. And then you'll be a part of the club, and you'll get that sent to you in some way, some form or another. Didn't we do Meet the Deedles?
Oh, maybe we did. I think we did Meet the Deedles. Yeah. We also did Buckshot LaFunk.
Oh, yeah. We did a Buckshot LaFunk album.
Yes.
God, that album kicks ass. Anyway, $100 a month gets you in that. If you really, really want to go ham, go full ape, then there is $200 a month that gets you free registration for Max Fun Con 2017. So it's you know, we don't expect that everybody's gonna be able to chip in at that level, because if so, you're like, you're Muskie Jr. and, you know, we dig that or whatever. But really, just like showing any support that you possibly can means the most to us, because I really think about it. Like, we started this thing doing My Brother, My Brother and Me once a week, and it was this 50-minute goof 'em up thing that we did. And now, like, we're, because of the support that we've gotten from this network, we've been able to like do a bunch of live shows. By the way, maybe news on that coming up in the next few weeks. We've been able to launch a bunch of new podcasts, like The Adventure Zone, which we all love doing so much. And shows like Sawbones and Bunker Buddies and Schmanners and all these shows, like, the reason that we've been able to expand and basically turn this almost into like our full-time jobs, I mean, it is Travis's full-time job at this point, is because of the support we've gotten from you. And it means a lot. And if you want to, like, if you like what we do and you want to help support that growth, and allow us to experiment with new stuff and do more of the stuff that you like, then think about donating. Just go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
And if you're already a donor, this is a great time to kind of consider maybe upgrading your donorship, your donation. We've added a bunch of new shows. Maybe you've started listening to a bunch of new shows on the network this year. This is a great time to say, like, you know what? I'm going to raise it up a little bit, include some of the other shows I listen to. And if you become a donor or if you upgrade your donation, be sure that you tweet at us and let us know so that we can say thank you.
We also have a challenge. We have challenge donors, too, who have agreed to donate a certain amount of money for each new donor we get. And hopefully we can reach that 5,000 new donor and upgrading donor goal. But every time we get a newer upgrading donor, those challenge donors kick in a little bit of money. So you're also kind of doubling down on your donation. Anyway,
listen, so the key we know 5,000 donors sounds high, but and a lot of people right now are saying that we'll never do it. Our nemesis over at Channel 8 say that they are going to buy Max Fun. They're going to buy it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless we can get 5,000 donors. They made a bet.
Yeah. And if they buy us, they're not going to use us the way that we want to be used. They're going to change the name of the network to Craps Fun. And then they're gonna bulldoze
all the shows and turn them into parking lots.
Well, no, they'll make us keep doing
parking lots.
They'll keep making us do the podcast, but they get to decide what goes in on it, just to like embarrass us. So like the Craps Fun version of the show would just be like, "Oh, my boogers fell out," and I don't want to say that stuff. I don't want to say that stuff because it's embarrassing. But that's what Channel 8 wants us to do. If we don't hit our goal.
I'm sorry. I know. Listen, I know we hate Channel 8. I know they're gonna buy Max Fun if we don't get 5,000 donors. That's hysterical.
Yeah, my boogers fell out. We will say my boogers fell out if that's what gets you to donate. We will dance for you, whatever way you want to.
Yeah, if you want us to launch a new podcast and a new decade, once a decade podcast called My Boogers Fell Out. I mean, just say it. Like, just say it. Don't leave me hanging here, guys.
My boogers fell out.
My boogers fell out. Yeah, no, it's very good.
It's real. So let us know, hashtag My Boogers Fell Out.
Stop saying it now.
Here's the key. If you're thinking about it and you're like, you know what? I would like to do that. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Don't wait. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. Donate now. Don't wait, because the longer you wait, you might forget about it. And then the 2 weeks will fly by. Max Fun Drive will be over and you'll miss out on your chance to be a part of this super fun, energetic time of the year.
Purchases already.
Two related things, not quite about the drive, but drive adjacent. We're doing a Max Fun meetup day. It's going to be Tuesday, March 22nd at 7 p.m., whatever your local time is. Listeners have been organizing meetups at MaximumFun.org/meetups. So if you want to celebrate Max Fun Drive Fortnite in person with other folks who like the network, go to MaximumFun.org/meetups. Everybody we've ever met who has come to like shows or has come to Max the Max Fun Con has been really, really great. It's a really great squad. If your city's not on the MaximumFun.org/meetups page and you want to throw one, shoot an email to Stacey, that's S-T-A-C-E-Y, at MaximumFun.org, and they can add that to the page.
What was the second thing, Griffin? You said there are two things.
Yeah, two things.
Oh, yeah. If you tweet about the show with a link to the donate page, so it's MaximumFun.org/donate, along with sort of a statement to help like, spread the word about Maximum Fun and what we're doing here with the hashtag Toast to Max Fun, you're going to be entered into a drawing for one of John Hodgman's favorite Breville products, a kitchen electronics, consumer electronics device for the kitchen. That
like
you
a
will...
toaster, hence Toast to Max Fun.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Okay, anyway, we've talked forever. Let's get back into it.
How about another question, guys?
Yes.
Oh, how about a Yahoo? We've only done one.
Perfect. Sounds good.
This Yahoo was sent in. Fuck, there's two good ones. Can we do both?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Cade Anslem, who, thank you, Cade. It's from Yahoo Answers user WFR74, who asks, when is Truck Month traditionally celebrated?
When is Truck Month traditionally celebrated?
Is Truck Month when dealerships give discounts on trucks?
Yeah, and they just kind of celebrate the damn things, don't they?
Well, they just do the damn thing, you know?
We love you, trucks. I'm glad we get to sell you for so cheap to people who give you a good home and a good garage and good drives.
Don't you hate it when Truck Month, there are people who like only celebrate trucks during Truck Month? And you're just like, oh, you're like one of those once-a-year truck owners.
Well, what if they, okay, instead of establishing a calendar month, what if they just did it? An easy way to do it is just piggyback onto another month-long event. So how about like Lent? Because then you're going to get all frustrated because you can't drink your Mountain Dew or you can't jerk off. But you can go mudding in your truck that you bought. Truck month. Lent. Get it. And then when it's over, you Mardi Gras the fuck up. Or is that before?
Do you think people ever got really confused about Truck Month, and then at the end of Truck Month they put their truck in their garage and they're just like, I'll see you in a year,
see
old
you
friend.
Buddy, I love you.
Love you, have a great year.
Have a great year. So oh, much. Sleep good, my buddy. I left you a big bowl of car food. Get hungry, do it. And if you get scared in this dark garage, just honk for me, buddy. Okay, I'll come in here and I'll tell you.
I won't get in you or operate you.
No, because that's illegal. Thanks to Obama. But anyway, I'll tell you a story about the better times we had where we trucked together. What if you're fucking on the road and you're like in Tucson trying to get back to Dallas, but it's like 8 p.m. the night before Truck Month ends and it's like, I gotta fucking go. It's like the purge. Like, I gotta get back to my garage.
It's gonna turn back into Miata.
holy shit. No, that movie you just described, it could be literally Gremlins.
Is that what happens in Gremlins?
No, there's a car called, yeah.
Okay. I see. What if instead of Truck Month, and I did the math here, you did 2 hours a day every day for an entire year, and that's going to add up to Truck Month, but instead you took 2 hours a day to really appreciate trucks.
So that's a lot of time. That's a significant investment.
Would you rather do it all in one block, Griffin? 24 hours a day for 31 days?
Yeah, you'd die.
Exactly.
I didn't eat today. I was too busy praising my truck.
Could you schedule at least half of it during sleep hours? Like you promise yourself you're going to dream about your truck at least once for an hour.
But what happens if you don't? Do you have to like flog yourself?
Yeah. Well, now you just have to spend an extra hour the next day. And then you get people who like try to like, listen, I got a busy weekend of travel coming up. I can't spend 2 hours thinking about trucks. So I'm going to spend 4 hours thinking about trucks today.
Yeah.
And 4 hours thinking about trucks on Monday.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a truck dream tonight.
But it's a great excuse though when people are like, hey, do you want to like go bowling? And you're like, oh, I wish I could, but I blocked out like 8 to 10 for truck month.
Let me ask you this. If we go bowling, how much are you going to be comfortable with me talking about my truck?
You know, not at all.
How comfortable are you going to be with me parking my truck at the end of the lane and throwing bowling balls out the rolled down window? Whoop-a! This is a cool, yeah. Hey, this is a cool bowling. Hey, man, y'all are cool. Thanks for letting me do this.
It's so tough to squeeze in the time, you know what I mean?
Y'all know how it is. It's truck month. It's demanding, and I forgot to do my sleep dreaming about my trucks last night, so I got to do my bowl trucking. Anyway, thanks a lot. I'll promise I'll clean these floors up. I'll come back next Tuesday and get them taken.
Hey, Zamboni month.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, y'all are the fucking coolest synagogue ever. I will never spend the Sabbath anywhere else. This fucking rules. You let me up here, even like, I'm not going to get behind the curtain because I know nobody's allowed back there. It's like the Torah or whatever, but like, I'm so fucking stoked that you let me pull my truck right into this here synagogue.
Thanks for having an open mind.
Sir,
and an open door.
Sir, I have to ask. Are you drunk right now? Are you drunk driving? I've pulled you. I'm a cop. Let me set the stage. I'm a cop. I've pulled you over from drunk driving. What do you think you're doing? Hey, mate, I got to squeeze him in, you know? You know how it is. I got to get squeezed into the times. Tis truck month. You're going to buy me a Ford truck and cruise it up and down the road. Yes.
Sir, you're literally inside a police station.
Yes. Yes.
You drove your truck into a police
station. Yes, I am. And I'm thinking about these trucks all day, buddy, baby. Get in. Okay. Come on, get in.
But just this once.
We're going to knock out
some. Just because it's truck month.
We're going to knock out some of your credit hours. Come on, buddy.
Fucking love trucks.
I fucking love trucks so
much. Fucking love them.
Is trucks like our new thing? Like,
you know that scene in Back to the Future when he fucking throws open the garage and there's that fucking bonerific.
It's just like a big cock.
Oh, I love that scene.
With headlights on it. Just a big headlight and just donger. Ah, oh, cool. Just a cool, shiny, new hog.
And Biff just got done polishing his boner.
Oh, Biff was like a Biff that fucking cuck just polishing that new future hog. Was the car from the future? It wasn't.
I don't think
so. No, I think it was just a new car. Okay, real quick, let's get to this other Yahoo, because I don't want to sleep on it. It was sent by level 9000 Yadru Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yadru Answers user Tara Sage, who asks, do Sonic characters have last names? I really want us to get into the Sonicverse more often.
Wait.
I think there's a lot of stuff in there. Or fuller titles than just Sonic, Knuckles, Shadow, Silver, Blaze, Amy, etc.
I always assumed that his name was like Sonic T Hedgehog.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Okay, Tails.
Oh. Yes.
Does have a full name.
Bernie Sanders. What if?
He's still my heart.
I mean,
Travis, do you know what Tails is?
Miles.
Last name?
O'Brien, but that's the character from Deep Space Nine. I've been watching a lot of it. Can't tell the difference.
Nice. Yeah, you've been tweeting a lot about Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, I kind of had to mute that hashtag.
Kind of had to mute it. You've been penetrating that hashtag through my channels.
I'll come up with a different form of it. You can't hide from my hashtags.
Miles Power, yes. Amy Rose, yes. That's as far
miles
as I think.
Miles per hour?
No, Miles.
Holy shit, that is what it means.
Yeah, no shit. Are you kidding me?
No, yeah, that was a joke revelation. That was a joke realization. Sometimes I throw those in just to see if you guys catch it. But yeah, I got this. Yes, Miles Prower, fucking Amy Rose. Yes, those are the only two. I think those are the only two that we know. But a last name can't be the Hedgehog or the Echidna or the Bat or the Rabbit.
There is absolutely no way that like Knuckles is his given name or Sonic. Like we've already established that Tails isn't actually called Tails. So what if Sonic's name is like Stephen Herman. And he's like, call me Sonic. And he's like, no.
No, I'd rather call you by your regular name.
I'd rather call you Sturman. I like Sturman the Hedgehog.
Now, Big the Cat, his last name is actually Berkowitz, which not many
Berkowitz.
People. Big Berkowitz.
Big now, Berkowitz. I like that.
Sonic, his last name is also Berkowitz because him and Big are married in my head.
What's Dr. Robotnik's first name? Is it Doctor? Is he a medical doctor? Or has he been named Doctor?
His first name is Obama.
Obama Robotnik. Bobo Robotnik.
Justin, it sounds like maybe you're scared off of this question. Maybe you're afraid to fucking step on the toes of the Sonic fanverse.
I literally, the Sonic fandom is very perplexing to me because I don't know if, like, I never know if it's sexual or not. Like, I don't know, people who like Sonic, I don't know if it's a sex
And there's some, thing, there's some things.
Which is fine. Yeah. It just colors how I would discuss it. You know what
Justin,
I mean?
Justin, I want you to know something.
Yeah.
At some point in all of the Sonic fandom, someone has written Sonic fan fiction in which Sonic has collected a ring, looked at another character and said, you know where this would go, and then put it on his Sonic penis.
I don't like that.
Right on his chili dog.
I mean,
they throw it. Justin, what's tricky about this is they throw in some landmines like Cream the Rabbit. You can't have a guy named Cream. You can't have a woman named Cream Rabbit on here. What are you doing? You can't have that in your video game for kids. No way.
Inappropriate.
There's been crossovers where like Sonic and Mario have done shit together.
Yeah, like done sports at the Olympics. And it's like, I can't imagine that, you know. That changing room between games. What's your name, Mario? What's yours, Cream? Okay. Are you sure that's what?
All right.
That's what Sonic called me. I don't. And Mario has done quite a few crossovers with people through your Smash Bros. And whatnot.
Yeah.
So the Sonic universe extends.
It's huge.
Way
yeah.
farther than anyone could possibly
don't,
imagine.
And they're all listen. Married in my head.
No way. Don't try to pull in this Tommy Westfall garbage. that were like all video game characters.
It's
or
true though.
Sonic
it's Justin, name two Nintendo boys. Name okay. two Nintendo guys.
Those little dipshits from Ice Climbers.
They're married to each other.
Oh, wow.
What about the Blob from Boy and His Blob and
the boy from Boy and His Blob are married? Yes, they have some. Let's just say they have some jelly bean fun.
But they, Griffin, are all of these like loving like. Marriage, like they're all married. These
yeah,
all
they're
legal
all
legal romance.
Yeah, but like think about it. Like it makes sense if you think about it, because like if you're the boy from Boy and His Blob and the Blob, there you're stuck in a video game cartridge. There's only two entities that don't try to kill each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, what's he gonna do?
Like,
marry
all the time?
Marry the snakes? No,
no.
I bet the Blob has a real name and hates being called the Blob.
I bet so
yeah.
too.
He's a ghost, isn't he? I just assumed he was a ghost.
No, I thought he was a beanbag chair.
I think Travis is suggesting that he's like a Jeremy.
Yeah, a boy in his Jeremy.
I have a name.
It's Jeremy T. Blob.
All I'm saying is Bowser and Ganondorf are in love very much.
Well, yeah.
They get together and they make spaghetti for each other and they kiss and they...
Talk about how hard their day is.
They talk about how hard their
like
day
Mario
is.
Like Mario did it again.
A boy stabbed me in the head. It's for the second time.
And he smashed all my goddamn pots.
Smashed my pots?
I bought those pots.
Stabbed my head. It's all bad.
So you think I'm made of pots?
Justin, you, again, it sounds like you don't really care about married Nintendo characters. It sounds like this is not a thing that you think about all the time, who's married Nintendo and Sega.
I'm just trying to be respectful of the one person who's fervently masturbating because you just opened a fucking dark, dark cocoon that they're trying to, like, understand.
Yeah,
and absorb. Hey, listen, I saw a podcast we had in this today, and we tried really hard to do a good podcast for you for a whole year, and it was with the understanding you're gonna pay us for it at some point.
Yeah.
So let's hey, no more goof around. Let's do the damn thing, huh? Let's go to maximumfun.org/donate. Just carve off a few bucks. And hey, let us know if you do that on Twitter so we can like say thank you.
I know we've goofed about stuff a bunch, but like we really do appreciate like, I mean, this show is like amazing and it's changed all of our lives.
Is that what you meant?
This show is so fucking sick. It's
basically, this show is raw fire.
It's fucking changing comedy. It's changing words and sounds. No, it's changed. It's changed our lives. Like, I can't believe that we get to do this, and that, like, whenever we do live shows and people come out to see us, like, I can't believe that this is the fucking stupid lives that we have. It's so great, and it's all because of it's all because of you guys, and it's because of the Max Fun Network, and it's because of the support that you all show us year in, year out. So, genuinely, thank you. Go to MaximumFun.org/donate. You can find out all about the rewards. If you donate at any level, you can get all that bonus content. And then there's tons of rewards, tons of gifts for you to get into at different levels. So, again, MaximumFun.org/donate.
And if you're already a donor, don't forget to tell your friends that you know are Max Fun listeners. Go on Twitter, talk about it, retweet links, you know, do whatever you can
win
to
a,
help
win
us
a
push
fucking,
it forward.
Win a fucking toaster.
Win
apparently.
A fucking toaster for your troubles.
Do you guys want that final?
Yes. Give it to me, Griffin. Thanks. One other thing. If you do donate, or if you like don't have the dollars to donate right now, either way, it would be awesome if you could tweet about the Max Fun Drive. Maximum, you know, it's Max Fun Drive is the hashtag. But if you could tweet about it, just let people know and make sure to include the link there, that would be excellent. We really appreciate
it. Yep. How about this final Yahoo? Oh, and thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Another friend of the Max Fun family. Thank you. It's by Yahoo Answers, or sent in by Nicole Thompson. Thank you, Nicole. It's by Yahoo Answers user. I think it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. I ask, can you clone a pizza?
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
The three of you enter a cave of a big red dragon and is standing over a hoard of precious golden rubies. And he says, "What do you do, adventurers? I'm a dragon man."
I cast fire on him. It's very good.
I address the red dragon and say, "Us, we're the hosts of The Adventure Zone, a podcast about family playing Dungeons and Dragons."
Very good synergy. Commit to the bit.
I roll to charm new listeners. It is very effective against all odds.
Everybody, we're the McElroys. We host the Adventure Zones, a podcast where we play Dungeons and Dragons together. It's a comedy podcast. We don't take the rules too seriously because there's a lot of them and we did not take the time to learn them. Maybe listen to us. We come out every other Thursday on the Maximum Fun Network. You can find us on iTunes or on MaximumFun.org. I think this promo is a critical hit.